Everyone from the Video Gamers Podcast, listen to me. Skynet has sent a new machine. The only way we will defeat it is to go back in time and listen to our old favorite episodes. The future calls them Flashback Friday. Some may have different hosts, but it's okay. It'll still work to beat the T-1000. Come with me if you want to live.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. Each week, we release two family-friendly episodes about gaming. Please rate our podcast 5 stars and leave us a review. If you'd like to help support what we do here on the show, you can always subscribe inside Apple Podcasts, or you can also be a Patreon supporter by visiting multiplayersquad.com. Today, we are very excited to have a bonus round episode for you guys. We are normally a two-man operation here, but today, we do have a returning guest, so we do need some introductions. I am your host, Paul, and I remember when I had my first beer. And joining me, he just got done making a deal with his prison guard to kick back with a couple of frosty cold ones after roofing the prison, and in that moment, he became a free man. It's Josh.
That's such a good intro for me. I would totally roofie a prison, try to bribe the guards, you know, and then just kick back. And I feel like that's the most accurate introduction you've ever done.
You're going to do his taxes later.
Yes, exactly. Got to get your Shawshank on. And then our second guest, he's a Hawaiian organ donor with a fake ID that he's going to use to buy his beer. He wasn't sure what name to put on the ID. It was either going to be Muhammad or his real name. It's Michael the Butler.
Hey, it's me. Welcome in, me. I didn't know what to say. Thank you so much, guys. Man, I'm so excited to be back. This was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life last time. And hey, I get to do it again. So thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
It is good to have you back, man.
Yeah, we are very excited. It's always fun to bring in a third person. I know how much we all love the format of this bonus round type, where we get to pick a topic. We're going to have a draft where we all get to select certain, in this case, characters that fit our theme. And then we will put them into a bracket, March Madness style, narrow it down, see who's going to come out as the winner. And before we jump into that episode, we do have a little bit of housekeeping to get to. First of all, we do have some new Patreon supporters that we need to thank. We've got a total of 3 to talk about. Very, very special occasion here. But we do have 2 new rare supporters. We have Midnight343, and we also have Gary Moon. And Gary, I know you're not on Discord with us, but that's totally fine. You just get a thank you with your real name. And so they are both rare supporters. And last time, we did speak a little bit about Wainerman, but he has upgraded his account up to Legendary.
Yes, Wainerman has upgraded.
We had to bring that up. We had to let the people know he's upgraded to Legendary, which means he gets to pick a game that Josh and I have to play, and we have been informed what that game is.
I'm actually really excited for this game, too.
Can you spoil it, or no? Not yet.
No, we can't spoil it. No. Now, I don't know why, we kind of went with that, and we've never changed it.
Makes sense. It all started with Jake. So Jake was our first Legendary, and he did not want, he was just trolling and messing with people in our Discord, and then he said no one could find out until the episode, and that started a new tradition. So every Legendary supporter has kept it under wraps until the release, so we're just going to leave it in the hands of Wainerman. He can let us know whenever he wants to give the announcement.
Yep. So, but no, seriously, thank you to everybody. I got to chat with Midnight343 the other day, which was cool. Super cool guy. Wainerman's been super active in the Discord. He cracks me up. He's on Team Pancake, which I love. And then Gary Moon, come join us on Discord, man. It's free. The link is in the episode description. But man, the support for the podcast has been insane lately. It is amazing.
Yeah, and we do need to recruit more people to Team Sanity to stand up to Team Pancake. No. So come join us on Discord. We need some more waffle representation in our server.
Who wants Sanity when you have pancakes? Come on.
We accept all kinds.
All right, and then Josh, you've got a couple of community reviews to read for us?
I do. The reviews, not only have the supporters of the show been rolling in, but the reviews have been rolling in. We are up to like 270 reviews now. We're getting close to 300. So I'm going to officially declare this the push for 300 reviews at this point, because that's a pretty big milestone, man. And so it's exciting to see these coming in, but, all right, I'm just going to get to cracking because I know we've got a lot to talk about. This first one comes in from Donnie D62189, and it is titled Love Your Guys Show. Hey guys, I never really got into podcasts before, but I recently had to listen to a show for a work event. Afterwards, I decided to see what else was out there and looked up gaming channels, and I'm so glad I came across your channel. I'm currently going to school to become a video game designer. Shout out to Full Sail University. Such an amazing school. You guys have helped me out in life. I'm currently working on a school project where we have to pitch a fake video game idea to a company with a video that we put together. In my video, we have to talk about the different game mechanics that would be in the game. Well, yesterday I listened to your podcast, Top 5 Xbox 360 Games, and one of the most revolutionary mechanics was mentioned, the Gears of War taking cover mechanic. I was, OMG, I so need to have that in my game. I was just listening to your channel because of my love and passion for gaming, and you guys have already made an impact. I hope someday down the line I'll have the honor to be on an iconic team that makes such an amazing game. So amazing that you guys even mention it on your show. How awesome would that be? Keep up the amazing work, guys. See y'all on the virtual battlefield.
Oh, what a nice review.
Anytime somebody writes in and like is just tells us kind of how they enjoy the podcast or how it fits into their lives, really just hits me in the feels, man.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
That makes me really happy. I almost went to Full Sail University actually back when I was going to college. I was going to go for the film school. And ironically enough, had I done that, I would have never met my wife today. So it's really interesting the way life takes you in weird directions. Yeah. So,
right.
But I really wanted to.
All right, this next one. Oh, buckle in, guys. Paul said I wouldn't do it, and I'm doing it, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So this is the review, and I love it, man. All right, this one comes in from Throbbin' PP. It is titled 69 out of 10.
Nice.
It says, so I started listening about a week ago from now, and I caught up on episodes yesterday. I did the math, and I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be impossible. That's how addicted I am to this show. Great job, guys. Keep it up.
This is real life.
Thank you, Throbbin. We'll just call you that for now, but we appreciate the review. And yes, it is certainly mathematically impossible because... Oh, how many episodes have we done now, Josh?
Like 270 or so, or no, 270? I don't know. A lot. Yeah. I lost count.
Little more than one day's worth, but thank you for catching up. Thank you for the support, everybody. Not just those who left the reviews, but all of our Patreon supporters, everyone who is currently subscribed in Apple Podcasts as well. And we do have one. Do you have any more reviews, Josh, or was it just two?
That's okay. And I did look it up because I hate not knowing the answer. With our bonus episodes for the supporters of the show, we have 291 episodes.
Wow.
Wow. That really, that number grows very quickly. I swear we just had 150 not long ago. Yes. And so we do have one last announcement. So if you are currently a subscriber in Apple Podcasts, there is going to be a little bit of a rate change starting on January 1st. You guys will get hit with a notification if you are currently a subscriber. But basically, long story short, the subscription that we had set up was at a cost of $3 a month. And now that kind of some of those numbers are in, we kind of had to evaluate the future of Apple subscriptions. How do we want to use it? So it is going to be changing in price up to $4.99 a month, which will match exactly what it costs on Patreon. Basically, this will just kind of bring those two forms of support into alignment. They will come along with the same price, the same perks. And so, you know, even though we hate to have a little bit of a price hike there, it will jump up to $5 a month starting at the beginning of January. So anything you want to add on top of that, Josh?
Just, I mean, it means the world to us when people support the show. The podcast will always be free, but it's honestly, it wouldn't be possible. We wouldn't still be here doing this if it wasn't for people that helped support the show. So we are very, very grateful for that. You and I had a very long discussion about this. We do not want to seem like we are just trying to get more money from people, because that is not it at all. But it's like you said, when this Apple subscription service came out, we didn't really understand how it was going to work, how many people would jump on that. We've always had the Patreon, and we've pushed people towards that, but we get that sometimes it's a little bit easier for people to just subscribe through Apple, and we wanted to make that accessible. The downside is that, in all honesty, Apple takes a very large chunk of the money. And yeah. So it just, we were seeing that it really wasn't making a lot of sense at that $3 mark. And we thought, you know what, people that subscribe on Patreon pay $5. It makes a lot of sense for people that get the exact same perks to pay the same amount as Patreon. Now, that said, if you don't have a preference, subscribe on Patreon. You get the Discord perks that go along with it. We get a bigger chunk of the actual money that goes into that. And so if you don't have a preference, that is probably the preferred method. If it's easier for you, then by all means, we are thankful for the support no matter where you provide it.
You can always do what I do, which is both. Because I wanted to throw more money and get the Discord perks, but I listened to everything on Apple, and so I'm like, bloop bloop, whatever. It's I was excited to support the show, and I've been doing it for a while, so it's one of those things, you know.
Yes, shout out to Epic supporter Michael the Butler.
Right?
That's right.
here a live thank you. All right, so that's all that we have by way of housekeeping. Let's go ahead and jump into this week's draft.
Oh yeah.
All right. So, Michael, since you are the guest, you know, Josh and I don't mind helping brainstorm, but we always like running the ideas by you. Let it, you know, allowing it to be something that everyone is comfortable with. Why don't you tell the people what we ended up landing on as today's theme for the draft?
Well, it's the greatest theme ever, because it's a frosty, frosty beverage. Well, in mm-hmm. some countries, you know, there are some people like Dad of the Year winner Reinhardt who might drink it warm, but it's the video game character that you would most like to have a beer with. And it's a very, I guess you could say it's a very fun, creative topic, and it's very relaxing as well. So it's a good way to go.
I love this topic, man.
I love it.
It's so open to interpretation, number one. I can tell you right now, guys that I might want to sit down and have a beer with are maybe vastly different than guys that like Paul would want to sit down and have a beer with, or Michael would want to sit down and have a beer with.
Right.
So I think this is going to be phenomenal. We did have an episode where it was, you know, celebrities that you want to game with and stuff like that. Like that's the fun of these, is that we get to pick characters and kind of brainstorm and think about people in different aspects. And I love that.
I was trying to brainstorm when I was coming up with my people, like what's the environment am I in? Am I at a pub? Am I playing pool? Am I at my house on my couch? And I kind of actually started putting myself in the environment of some of these video game characters, which of course took some people right off the list. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be playing poker, having beers in any zombie apocalypse. So, you know, there's a few that just came right off the list that maybe I put in if I was just going to have some poker at my house or have a beer, you know, but it was interesting, creative, like you said.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I was going to ask is, you know, what makes for a good video game character to share a beer with? Are you looking for someone who's well accomplished, someone you can learn from, someone you can have a laugh with? Like, what was kind of your thought process about that, Josh?
Oh, I want somebody that's fun.
Yeah.
Somebody that's fun, somebody that's going to make me laugh. I did not, for the most part, go with like somebody that's going to teach me a whole lot or be wise.
Someone's going to inspire you.
I'm in this for, if we're having beers together, I'm in this for a good time, man. I want a party, you know, and I want to just laugh the night away.
Awesome. So for our draft, if this is the first time you've heard one of these, the format is that we're going to be doing a draft snake style. In round one, Josh gets the number one overall pick, then Michael, then me. Then it gets reversed in round two. It'll go me, Michael, Josh, and we will go back and forth until we have all selected four characters. When we make our selection, you know, we don't normally talk a whole lot, but we'll throw out a little bit maybe about why we picked that character. We can also open it up and talk a little bit about that game, you know, whatever we think we want to talk about in the moment.
Just have fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, loose, have fun with it. You know, we're sharing a beer with someone. It's supposed to be fun. All right, so round one, pick one. Josh, you get the first overall pick. How did you feel about
time?
Yeah. Were you glad to get the number one pick for this draft?
At first, I wasn't, because when we came up with the theme, I did not have anybody that jumped to mind instantly. And that always worries you when you have the first pick. Like, you really want somebody to just instantly come to mind and be like, oh, this is just going to knock it out of the park. And I didn't get that right away because let's be honest, we're pulling from every video game character ever made.
Yeah.
You know, now obviously there's some I don't want to have a beer with, so that does remove some of them. But then when I started thinking about it, for me, there was a clear number one. And so I am grateful that I do have the number one pick.
I can't wait to hear this, because I have no idea who it is. Michael, do you see a clear number one pick in this draft?
Well, it's weird because I have a clear number one based on episodes that I've listened to before that I think that he might be picking, but I don't want to say it because this person might be on my list. And so it's like, you know.
There is some strategy involved. Yeah. We do not tip our hands when it comes to these drafts.
And I'll tell you later if it's not picked or if it's picked later what I think it is. In fact, I can write it down right now.
I trust you.
Sure. There you go.
All right. Well, are we getting this started?
Hit us with it, Josh. Okay, what's the number one pick?
Before I announce the pick, I would just like to preface it with a scenario. Back in the day, we did Most Memorable Gaming Moments.
Yes.
We had an episode on that. And you picked one of the best moments in gaming. And that is the night of debauchery.
This is it. Yep.
From Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Where they just have one of the most fun nights in the world. And it is Arthur Morgan. I'm going with Arthur Morgan. The look on Butler's face right now, he thought it was somebody else.
Well, there was another moment brought up in that episode, I think.
I know. I was like, I know who you're talking about.
And
I
kind of hate you a little bit right now.
Arthur Morgan, dude, if I'm going to sit down and have a beer with somebody, number one, they better know how to have a good time. They better know how to tell stories. You know, I want somebody that's cool, that's chill, that's, you know, maybe has a little bit of a rebellious side because that fits with me, you know, like Arthur Morgan's going to look at me and be like, hey, have you seen Lenny? Let's go find Lenny. And I'm going to be like, yeah, let's go, Arthur. Come on. I'm going to be dancing in the Congo line. I'm going to be stumbling around screaming Lenny and, you know, singing in the saloon and all that stuff, man. So when I think of a guy, and I think, man, who do I want to sit down and have a beer with? Arthur Morgan.
So are you going to get into the slap fight
with Arthur? Oh, yes.
I feel like everything's on the table at this point.
I think the only thing about Arthur Morgan is you're not going to be able to share one beer to get past that prickly exterior. You're going to have to share at least a couple, and then things might go off the rails. It's a little bit more high risk, high reward with Arthur Morgan.
I view that as high reward, high reward, Paul.
Oh, goodness. All right. Arthur Morgan with the number one overall pick. All right, Michael, you're up with the second pick.
I am both so happy and so upset that you picked him, because it really throws my strategy off a little bit. He was not my pick, but I do have reasons in my head why I'm happy you picked it, because I'll save that for later when we're battling, because undoubtedly battling against Arthur Morgan. I'm just wondering if I can figure out if this pick would actually battle Arthur Morgan or not, and if I need to pivot to someone else, because I've got a good battle for him, but I won't use it. So I'll tell you what, I came into this knowing I had one of two people that I wanted to get, not knowing which one I would get. I think I'm just going to pivot now and just say Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. No, that's not my pick, actually. That'd be a terrible person to have a beer with.
I was really curious.
No. Maybe Sub-Zero at least could keep your beer cold for you, but could you imagine sitting
advantages.
Down? Right? Could you imagine sitting down with Scorpion for a beer? Like, the guy doesn't say anything, but okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now, and I'm going to pick the other Red Dead Redemption character, John Marsden, which was my number one overall. And the reason being is because I feel like I could sit down with John Marsden and have a beer and just chill out and just listen to stories about all kinds of stuff, fishing, the days of the Old West, anything that was happening. And it's funny because it's kind of a cheat, because I was at a con a couple of months ago in Dallas, and I actually met the actor who plays John Marston, Rob Wythoff. And it's so weird when you meet someone in real life who speaks exactly like the character. And the guy was such a such a chill guy, and he sounded exactly like John Marston. Now, it's funny because the booth next to him was also Roger Clark, who plays Arthur Morgan. Sounds nothing like Arthur Morgan in real life. Like, the guy's so straight-laced, completely different from what you would think on that. But I think Arthur Morgan would be a lot of fun. And then also kind of the number one reason is because I have played poker as I played poker as John Marsden.
In the game.
And,
yeah.
And I've been terrible, so I feel like if we sit down and play poker, I'd have a chance to win if we're having a beer and playing poker. Because he's terrible at poker when I'm playing him. So there you go. It's a roundabout.
I can't wait to go up against him, because I've got some really good ammunition for that. Because I did think about John Marston.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll save it. I'll save it for later.
Now I'm really worried my second place is, my other one is going to be taken by Paul. It's double hit here.
I cannot believe that the first two characters were from Red Dead Redemption. I would have never guessed, because I think they're great picks. I did not have either of them on my list. But then again, maybe I'm just a little bit more of a wild card for this episode. I don't know. But with my number one overall pick, or not overall, but the number three pick in round one, I'm going to go with Lara Croft from Tomb Raider.
She's my number two.
That was my other one that
she's
I was really...
She's my number two.
Oh, you both. That was the one that I wanted so bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lara Croft, incredibly smart. You know, we're going to get to hear all the great archaeology stories. I mean, she's literally seen like real magic several times within the Tomb Raider universe. She has a lovely accent. And let's be real, if we get in trouble, she's going to be able to improvise weapons with anything around her. So if we're at a pool bar, she's going to be able to take a pool cue, maybe a string from a drink strainer. She's going to fashion a bow. You know, I think she would be great to hang out with. She might be easy on the eyes, too. Doesn't hurt. I don't know how my wife would feel about, you know, me going out to have a beer with Lara Croft, but that's going to be my first pick.
It's a great pick. I hate to boost your pick, but that was number two on my list, legitimately.
That was actually my number one, and I thought about it, and I'm like, I need to take Lara Croft here. And I knew it because earlier you mentioned, I don't know if it was before the pod when we were talking or just in the beginning of the pod, you mentioned Tomb Raider, and I'm like, he's thinking Lara Croft. I need to pick that. And then I was just like, wouldn't it be great if I just picked John Marston, my other number one here between the two? And I am crushed right now because it throws off everything. And I'm just looking at a bunch of guys.
I love that Michael's tilting already.
I'm so mad.
It's round one and he's already just scrambling.
I don't even know who a number two is going to be. I'm out of here. Man.
Well, you get one more pick before you better know, because Paul, you get another pick.
Yeah, I get to go back to back here. All right. So to pair with Lara Croft for my second pick, I think most of the ones on my list are going to be available coming back to me. Okay. I am going to use the exact same argument that Josh did when he was talking about Arthur Morgan, except it's multiplied by a factor of 10, because I'm going with Trevor Phillips from GTA 5.
Paul, you did not. Butler's gone.
He exited stage left.
He's just, I did not think anybody would pick him.
I didn't
because
either.
I thought you'd think he's too off the cuff.
Dude, I'm going to have stories for life if I go hang out one night with Trevor. Now, is someone going to get kidnapped and tortured? Probably. Is Trevor going to end up in his underwear?
Probably.
I pulled up a video of the best scenes of Trevor from GTA 5. Guys, it was a 24-minute video.
Wow.
And this was the first comment left under the video. I think this kind of speaks for itself. You know, Trevor needs an entire GTA game by himself. Best character ever made, extremely funny, psychotic, everything. Trevor made GTA 5 90% of what it is. His missions are the best ones and the most extreme. The randomness of his acts and the shaky camera effects, it's just too hilarious. He will make you feel alive. That's what I think hanging out with Trevor would do. It's going to be great.
You are guaranteed a good time. Now, I'm not saying that that might not turn into a nightmare at some point, but yes. You are going to have stories to tell from prison for quite some time.
I've never been arrested, Josh, and there's a time for everything. So, you know, if YOLO, I get arrested, man, with Trevor, so be it.
Oh, that's a great pick. He's on my list, and yeah, I legit thought I could pick him up in the third round, yep, because neither one of you would think to take that guy.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought that I was going to take number two, Lara Croft. John Marston was going to fall to me at round two, and then round three, I was going to snatch Trevor and win it all. And now I feel like I'm just going to start digging and picking things from way down my list that I really want, because I'm losing this draft at this point. I'm already, man.
I love it.
All right. So we locked in Trevor Phillips. All right, Michael, started out with John Marston. What are you taking with your second pick?
Man, it's so funny because I'm looking at all of these names that I have written down, and there's a few obscure ones and a few that are well known. And I feel like y'all are going to have to pick some obscure ones pretty soon. So I might want to go with one of those and leave some well knowns for later. But, you know, there was a game that I played. It's such a short game. It's like 6 hours long. And I played it actually a couple months ago. And there was a character who you only knew by voice in this game. And she really, yes, just made you think, and she made your heart just conflicted. And that was Delilah from Firewatch.
Yes, great pick,
and
Michael.
I walked away from that game just like, oh my goodness, like what an incredible experience from someone you only talk to on a radio. Like, and she got your emotions
going. She's so good at talking.
Yeah, she was so good at talking. The voice actress was incredible for playing this faceless person. And I don't know the voice actress's name. I probably should have looked it up to give her credit. But you know, I won't give too much away about the game, but there's all these conspiracy things that might be happening, and she kind of helps you feed into them, but then she helps calm you down afterwards. And it's literally whatever she's telling you how to feel, you start going that direction because you believe in her, and you're like, I don't know, am I kind of, oh, well, she says it's okay, so maybe we should do this because I trust her. And it's like, you're just talking to her on a walkie-talkie the whole time. But she is sarcastic, she is funny, and she's very smart. And I think sitting down with her would be an adventure.
I'm with you 100%. By the way, the actual actress's name is Sissy Jones.
That's right.
She does a phenomenal job in that game. So, Paul, have you ever played Firewatch?
Nope. Play, I was just going to say, I'm sure it's a good
play
pick.
Firewatch. Oh, man. You really. I did it as one of our quick takes episodes. And I'm telling everybody right now, you can pick up Firewatch for $5. It's some of the best $5 you'll ever spend. So if you've not played that game, you really, really should.
No, the reason
great pick.
The reason I picked up Firewatch was because y'all did the Forbidden City one time, or the Forgotten City.
Forgotten City.
And I played that game all in one day. I think it was like a 7.5-8 hour game because I did all three endings. And right afterwards, I was Googling other games like that, like story driven adventure ist type games. And everyone was saying Firewatch, and I played it. And then right after that, I think I heard the quick take on it, and I was so thrilled because I was yelling with you in the car, Josh. So
yeah,
I'll pick it up if it's only $5. I'll definitely do it.
It's so worth it.
Michael said it. Yeah. It's like a 6 hour game. This is not a heavy investment, but man, that 6 hours sticks with you for a long time.
Mm.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm sure Delilah was a good pick, Michael. I'll take your guys' word for it. All right, Josh, you get your back to back picks here. You had to wait while after taking Arthur.
Why get back-to-backs? Oh, I was going to say, I was going to make pick and then say, I think this other guy will fall to me, but I get to pick them both.
So, yeah.
So this is great. Okay, so my second pick is a guy that is an everyday man. This is a guy that you could go hang out with and people would say, like, don't I recognize that guy? Like, he looks like a normal guy, except he wears glasses and he carries a crowbar.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Also a scientist, so he's super smart.
Uh-huh.
This guy has saved the entire world, so he's a hero.
He'll help you with your physics homework.
Yep.
He'll help you with your physics homework. He's humble. He's a guy that, you know, you don't have to feel like you're going to have the paparazzi following you everywhere. And that's a man by the name of Gordon Freeman.
And he's a great listener.
He really is. Like, what kind of stories would this guy be able to tell, number one? It's just, if I was going to say, hey, a guy that I actually feel like I could sit down with and talk to for just hours and hours and hours, you know, and I think he would be just like your best friend. You know, the guy that you could relate to in a lot of different ways, that's him. You know, he's going to be able to tell me how he saved the world. You know, he can explain space, time and all that stuff because he's super smart. But yeah, Gordon Freeman from the Half-Life series, I think would be a phenomenal just guy to chill with.
Great choice.
Have a brewski or two and really just, you know, I feel like we'd be best friends after that.
Yeah, I was close on him on my list, and I didn't play enough Half-Life, and I didn't feel comfortable taking that because I'm like, I don't know enough about him. But what I remember from that is exactly what you said. Just like, he'd be my friend, and I'd just kind of learn from him and hang out, and he'd be cool. We'd be friends.
I feel like he's the most approachable video game character.
Yeah,
that's out there.
What are you talking about, dude? Duke Nukem exists.
I mean, that's true. I did.
Yeah.
Now there are younger listeners that are going to say, "Who is Gordon Freeman?" I've heard of Half-Life, but trust me, I know you're out there and you understand this pick. To my my slightly older gamers out there,
he's such a great character. The only downside is he has never spoken in the Half-Life games, so we don't know what he sounds like.
Yeah. He sounds amazing, Paul. He's got
so,
a
maybe
voice
he's not much
of
a talker. Of
an angel, I'm sure.
We just learn all kinds of things from his facial expressions.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
And he's got facial hair, you know, so I can relate there.
I like that.
And maybe he'll bring the gravity gun and you can give it a whirl.
Oh, man. I don't even need to wait on the bartender.
Yeah.
You know, just grab it. I need another drink. Just yes.
Exactly.
All right, guys. That was my one. Hey, this is a guy that I could, you know, I can get into deep conversation with, right? You know, that can tell me some stories. This next guy is just right up my alley because I really just want to go back to having a good time. I want to sit down with this guy. I want to have him get into a bar fight. I want to have him start telling everybody in the bar off, threaten to blow up the place, tell Groot, you know, that it's time to just have some fun. I'm going to chill with Rocket from the Guardians of the Galaxy video game that just came out.
See, I was going to ask, because I was like, can we do characters that originate in other mediums of entertainment?
Nope.
Like, can we pick
it's gotta
someone?
Be a video game, but right, I've been but talking like, about how I've been playing Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a great video game, by the way, drastically underrated and under sold to people right now, but I'm telling everybody right now that game's amazing. But man, Rocket is one of my favorite characters. I feel like me and him are just going to go tearing across the galaxy. We're going to have a bounty put on us right away. I get the 2-for-1 that Groot never leaves Rocket's side, and Groot's super cool, you know, and I feel like Rocket's kind of like my spirit animal. Now, I'm not as angry as Rocket, okay? Like, I don't get mad, but he can get mad for us.
And you get to pick a comic book character for your video game character.
Well, he is in a video game, you know, so, but yeah, no, I would have such a blast with him. He's so off the cuff. He just wants to have a good time, just like I do. I think it would be an amazing time. And I get to go in space and travel to different planets and stuff.
All right, Michael, coming back to you. What are you taking with your next pick?
I like that you endorsed that game, though, because I've been thinking about playing it. And I was like, man, you know, there's not a lot of games that come out that actually, like, based on movie or comic character. Well, comic characters are different, but movies, you know, based on a movie character. And you're like, it's okay. It's just they're not typically great. There's a few out there. And so it's good that you have fun with that. But
the characters are better than the movie.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out there. The characters in the video game, the interactions are actually better than the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And that's saying a lot.
And you get to spend more time with them in a video game, too. So I feel like, you know, and also you might, I don't know if it's a game where you can actually influence their decisions or anything like that, where you get different dialogue based on what you're doing, but you get more interaction with them. So sticking to the idea of let's just party down, right? you know, I feel like I've got a couple of these on this list here, but if you're going to party down and you truly want to party down, you got to party down with a dwarf. So, and there's a
he's
couple
on my list.
There's a couple. This one's not the one on your list. It's kind of funny because I know which one's on your list. just, and you can tell me not, but you're going to pick the more popular. I'm picking the less popular of the dwarfs. Also a Blizzard property, actually, because I'm picking Bran Bronzebeard, because that guy has been around for everything. Bran Bronzebeard. World of Warcraft, Warcraft. just wait a little longer. I'll get this thing open for you. You know?
You know him from Hearthstone, Josh.
He's in Hearthstone. He's in everything. But it's funny because I was like, I got to pick a dwarf because dwarfs are just known for their just beer consumption. And obviously, it would be a very short night if I was drinking dwarven ale with him. But I feel like just sitting down with, you know, that Scottish type accent, going around to the bars and having a good time, it'd be just really fun. And also, you know, maybe I get a little crazy and try to drink him out of the table and then die after my second beer.
Oh, that's a bad, bad decision.
Yeah, but I feel like Bran's been in every Warcraft property really since the beginning of time, so I feel like I kind of grew up with him, and I'm like, it's like my older brother dwarf, just fun, good time party down dwarf, and he'd be a lot of fun. So there you go, it's my pick.
It's a great pick. I thought for sure you were gonna go with Torbjorn.
He's on my list.
Yeah, good pick.
I just know Bran more. He's like old friends of mine. I grew up with him since before I could drink.
Isn't he the, exactly. Is it the League of Explorers? Explorer League, something like that?
Yeah, it is something like that, because he's always in that, like, archaeology type phase of it, which is what I like, too, because, you know, I was going to school for anthropology before, you know, for the last time I was on here, before I actually went into business school. And so I always liked that kind of stuff, which is why I wanted Lara Croft, because it's like, I want that archaeologist, and it's like, he kind of hits both. He's a party down type guy. He knows a lot of old stuff, just not old stuff of this earth. It's of Azeroth. So, you know,
I feel like any dwarf that you could go have a beer with would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I also feel like they're going to encourage you to try to keep up, and then you're going to die.
I'm going to die. Yeah. It's nice knowing you guys. It's been fun guesting on the podcast. It is my favorite podcast to listen to, so that's good. But I won't be listening anymore because I'm dead after next Saturday.
Yeah.
We have a day.
Have 911 dialed.
Right.
Hand over the send button. Yeah.
I do play good. Right. Can I heal myself?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so continuing with our draft here, we have a couple last picks. I think we're up to me now with my final two picks in the draft. I am going to take the narrator from the Stanley Parable as someone to go out and have a beer with.
Oh, okay.
That's actually a really good pick, man. It really, man, I like the out of the box thinking on that one, but that guy is hilarious.
I thought that pick was a little outside the box, but a really interesting pick, because I don't even need the narrator to be there physically. He's just going to be there.
He's just going to narrate your drinking.
Yes, he's going to narrate. But now I have the choice to either troll him or do whatever he says, you know. And then Paul ordered a Coors Light, you know. Bartender, can I have a Guinness, please? You know, and then I'm going to get to hear all the passive aggressive comments that the narrator comes back with. I think it's a really funny idea of going out and getting a drink, having the narrator inside my head with me.
I have narrator inside my head all the time.
I think that's terrifying. I think it'd be terrifying to go out and have drinks and have someone narrating everything you're doing.
Started talking
It'll
to
be
you
an
all
existential
of a
crisis.
You have like, you know, you have like two or three drinks and you're walking. Don't go into the ladies' room. You did that last week. Don't do it again. Like, oh no, I did. Oh man. No, I'm just like, don't do it. Go the other way.
Oh yeah. I thought that was a funny pick. And then with my very last pick to round out my team, I'm going to go with Jackie Wells from Cyberpunk 2077.
Good choice, man. I tried to go with some cyberpunk. I thought about Johnny Silverhand, and then I'm like, I don't know that I, like, yes, but no. You know, but man, Jackie Wells, that's a good pick.
Well, it's my favorite part of the whole game when you get to see the montage of V and Jackie just living it up, going out to clubs, dancing, You know, a Jackie is just like the perfect friend and the perfect partner. Like, he's truly kind. He always has your back. He's incredibly loyal. And we know that he likes to get down at the bars. I think he would be really fun to hang out with. So yeah, Jackie Wells will be the last pick on my team. I know he's not going to win, but I feel like it's a really good value pick at the end of the draft.
In the last round, that's a phenomenal value.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I for my last pick, I'm sitting here looking at, like, do I go value? Where do I go with this? I'm looking at my board. I'm not winning. So do I just pick something that I think would just be truly just someone I'd want to sit down and have a beer with, or do I go with something absolutely insane? I've got so many on the list here, and I just think that, yeah, I'm just going to keep talking about Jackie Wells while I try to figure out what I actually want to do here. I'm totally kidding.
He's stalling.
No, it is. And I'll bring up a couple honorable mentions later on if we have time for that. But I really think, you know, someone that I really wanted off this list. Oh, would that be fun too? Someone I really wanted off this list is just, like, you know, Josh, you picked your listener, your chill guy with Gordon Freeman. I always thought that just, like, you know, who'd be fun to just throw some darts with and just hang out with, and we wouldn't be getting into any trouble, but I think he'd be a good friend of mine. That's Joel Miller from
Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Yeah. I think that it's just, you know, it's just like, he's just, you know, any era of, like, either younger or older in his timeline, you know, as you play through the games, like, I just think that he's really chill. I feel like he'd be good at darts. He just seems like a darts guy, and be like, you know, I could throw some darts with that guy. He'd be cool. He's not really gonna make fun of me. He's not gonna push me too hard. He's just gonna be a fun guy to chill and hang out with. He actually reminds me a lot of some of my friends. So I just, like, you know, I'll go with Joel Miller at the end, round out my draft that I just, Lara Croft, man, just got me. But that's my draft, and that's how I'm rounding
you
it out.
Messed up everything,
I messed
Paul.
Up so bad with picking John Marston, and you threw me off so early because you're like, Arthur Morgan. And I'm like, yes, I knew I didn't want Arthur because that prickly exterior. I'm like, I want John Marston. I'm walking away with him. And I'm like, nah, Lara Croft's going to fall to me. They're not going to think of her. Very next
you
pick.
Could go back in time, buddy.
Oh.
I feel like Joel, honestly, is... like, he's not going to win any awards. Like, people, he's not going to jump out, but he would be one of those people that would be amazing to just go and sit down with and have a beer and hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, like, he is that guy that could be your good friend on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, and just in a good time to just hang out with.
He's one of those guys that if you ever were, like, a regular at a place, you know, you're right. A regular to this Mexican cantina, you get the same margarita every time you go in there every Saturday, and, oh, look, Joel's here again. Joel, what's going on, man? Hey, pull up a stool, and you just sit down every single time and just sit next to Joel and just talk to him, you know?
Right.
That's Joel.
It's a good pick. He's a great character, great dad. I remember he got drafted back in our Best Dads draft, so he's made a couple appearances.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Josh, you get to round out your team. One last pick.
All right, last pick, but I'm going to throw out a couple honorable mentions real quick since I don't have to worry about giving away or tipping my hand.
Good call.
I did think about Claptrap. I love Claptrap. I know that people think Claptrap's annoying, but personally, Claptrap cracks me up, man. I feel like my stomach would hurt by the end of the night. And he's a robot. He can't drink. He's not running up a tab.
Mm.
You know, so there's a bonus there. I thought about Wheatley.
Okay.
From Portal 2, because mm-hmm. his sense of humor just jives with me amazingly. And I think he's very easy to talk to. I think he'd be just chatting everybody up at the pub. I think that'd be a ton of fun. But he might get murderous towards me a little bit too, and I'm not sure I want that either. So you kind of got to watch out for him, and I don't want to go drinking with a buddy I got to, you know, worry about. So that said, I'm going to pick a guy that I might actually have to worry about, but is going to be just a phenomenally good time. And that's Handsome Jack.
Oh,
too.
That's a great last pick. The last pick
because
of the draft. That's a good one.
Number one, super charismatic. This guy is going to just have everybody just in the palm of his hand. He's going to be telling amazing stories. He's going to be off the cuff. We might get arrested. Maybe we rob a bank. Maybe we just sit and talk and make fun of everybody. Maybe we people watch, you know, and just drop these hilarious one-liners about everybody that's sitting around us. But I feel like I want to have a good time. And I feel like I would have a very good time with Handsome Jack. I might get arrested. I mean, okay, I fully understand that. Maybe he gets mad at me and tries to kill me. I fully understand that too. But you know what? You only live one life, and you got to have fun doing it. So I feel like he would guarantee a really good time for the night.
I'm glad that we were able to have a couple of villains here in our list. You know, they're not all just good guys, but they are definitely interesting characters.
Villains know how to have a good time, man.
You know, you made me, Paul, you made me think of a villain a few minutes ago when you thought of the narrator, and then you just brought up a robot. And I was like, do I pick Gladys here for my last pick?
I thought about that.
It's just
too.
Like, do I do that? And I'm like, I can't, I just can't defend it enough. It would just be a ridiculous pick for the sake of being ridiculous. And then it's funny, I'll roll a couple honorable mentions if you don't mind real fast.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
I did have Geralt of Rivia on here, and that's who I thought you were going to pick earlier because you talked about that one night. I was thinking of that one night when you do the vampire quest and you have to get just blitzed and you're roaming around as Geralt in Witcher 3. And then also Kratos, but I feel like if I was to pick Kratos, it'd be a lot of fun and we tell a lot of tales, but I would also somehow end up dead.
Yeah. I just feel like he'd grunt a lot. He'd be a great listener.
Yeah.
Like if you really needed a guy to just unload your troubles onto, I feel like Kratos would be that guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he would do more than just sit there and grunt and you know, kind of just look at you.
Yeah. I thought about Dom from Gears of War, but that guy's story is just so tragic. It was like, what a great guy. But then, you know, Marcus would always be around just yelling at him because he'd be like, whoa, Maria, I love you. You're dead. And Dom would just, or Marcus would just be like, quit messing around. Let's go. You know,
I had Coltrane on my list.
Nice.
Yes. He was literally on my list. But then I was like, that's not going to win me anything. Although I think he'd be a lot of fun. What about you, Paul? Do you have any honorable mentions?
You guys mentioned almost all of my honorable mentions. The only things that I had on top of that, Nathan Drake from the Uncharted games, I think he would be fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
I did have Handsome Jack and GLaDOS also on my list. I was going to say you can put GLaDOS into the potato and you can carry her with you to go get the drinks, just like in Portal. The only other one I had on my list was the Bloody Baron. I kind of felt like despite...
Wow.
He also has a sad story.
Depressed and cry
tragic.
He has a tragic background, but I feel like when he's in a good mood, I just can't help but think hanging out with a super rich baron, I feel like you're going to get good food, you're going to be laughing, you're going to have a good time as long as he doesn't fall into the depressing stories about, you know, botchlings and wives missing and daughters missing. Yeah, as long as we avoid all that, I think it'll be a good time.
You know, I thought about him briefly, and I was like, I just can't do that. It's funny you mentioned Nathan Drake, because I almost picked him later on, and I feel like he's just a lesser version of Lara Croft. Like, it's like it's like the same thing, just not quite as cool, and that's going to really piss off some people that I said that.
I told Michael before we started the show that he would be a high-up pick, because I think he'd be a lot of fun, but I've never played those games, so it'd be 100% pander pick for me, and then when we got to the rounds where we have to argue, I would have no defense whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I knew not to take a Dragon Age character, because Michael has not played them.
Yeah.
I knew not to take an Uncharted character, because you guys haven't played them. So, yeah. All right, so let's recap our teams here. Josh is coming in strong with Arthur Morgan, Gordon Freeman, Rocket, and Handsome Jack. That is an interesting
team.
That's an interesting team.
I love it. Michael, I'm going to have such a good time, guys.
Michael, you can skip me.
No.
My pivot is still so hard, but I got good characters too. I've got some good ones.
You do have some good ones.
I feel like you've got like some underrated ones, like like having Bran Bronzebeard. All right, so Michael's got John Marston, Delilah, Bran Bronzebeard, and Joel Miller. Okay, now Delilah, you were saying you only hear her. Is she like an AI or something,
no,
or is it
a
natural
person? But you only talk to her through a walkie-talkie, so you never actually see her character.
I wish you wouldn't spoil that, too. I messed up there when I said that, because it is kind of
a spoiler.
No,
they talk about that in the game.
Okay,
like,
okay.
That's not a spoiler at this point.
So, if you have a beer with Delilah, is she sitting on the other side and you're talking to her with a walkie-talkie?
No, so actually, it's kind of funny, because maybe I should say this for my argument. I'll just say it now, but actually... there's a chance that maybe later on down the road, you meet up with her in Colorado Springs and you get that beer. And that's why she's such a great pick, because at the end of the game, you haven't met her and you're always talking about, let's get together, let's have a drink, let's get together for that beer in Colorado Springs. There is one night, though, when she does have tequila on the other end of the radio, that's pretty hilarious. But it's more of like you would meet up with her later on down the road, because she's just in to give a preface real fast, she's in another watchtower. You're in a fire watchtower, she's in another one. You're miles apart, so you never see her because you're just talking to each other on the radio, doing your jobs.
Gotcha. All right, and then my team is coming in with Lara Croft, Trevor Phillips, the narrator, and Jackie Wells. All right, so, you know, now that we are already 50 minutes into this episode, we should probably start with our bracket here. So round one, match one, we have Arthur Morgan versus Joel Miller.
That's a good combo.
That's
right
just
there.
Really tough. Now that I think about it, that's
it's not tough. It's just a good combo
because Joel's awesome. He's everyone's
Joel
friend.
Is awesome. He really is. I feel like Joel's the guy that would take care of you if you maybe had a few too many, you know, and were not feeling real well. I feel like Joel would be the guy that would look out for you, make sure you got home safe, like put you to bed. You know, make sure that everything's you're good to go before he left. But let's be honest, who are you going to have a much better time with? And that's Arthur Morgan, hands down.
I mean, it's funny because you mentioned Joel, and it's like, I got a booble on my head. Joel's going to take care of me. He's going to get me home, but Arthur's going to be a party animal. You're in the Old West. I want to make arguments for Joel, but I really think that Arthur moves on for sure. And for the sake of time on this episode, everyone else does too. Let's move on.
Yeah, Arthur, I think, is the winner. All right, round one, match two, John Marston versus Jackie Wells.
Ooh,
just John Marston.
Ooh, I don't know. Jackie's a good dude, man.
Jackie's kind of only known for partying.
Yeah,
he's kind of like Michelangelo in the cyberpunk world.
I hate to do this to Butler, but number one, I need to remove Arthur Morgan's competition in the Red Dead universe, number one. And so this is strictly a way for me as judge axe that. And then let's be honest, Jackie Wells is not only a very good friend who will look out for you and is just, I mean, really, you know, is very close and tight with you in friendship, but that dude knows how to have a good time. He knows how to let loose. He's down to clown. I got to give it to Jackie. I know that's an upset for a late round pick versus an early round, but that was a really good dark horse pick, Paul.
It is a ridiculous dark horse pick. Just to defend John Marston, I mean, he's been around the block a little bit. He's got a lot of tales. He's been all over the world, the country. I realize I'm pandering to someone who's not changing his mind, so I can probably stop talking here. But
I will say this. The reason I was going to slander the John Marston pick is because his whole family got killed, you know.
Oh,
and the guys,
right,
but that's the thing is he stays up
fault.
Though he stays up
but
on
how
that.
Depressed
he's still...
is this guy gonna be? You're gonna be, you know, into your second beer, and he's gonna start getting sad and crying on you. And then I just gotta like, it's okay, John. Like, it wasn't your fault, man. I know Dutch Vanderlyn and those guys. They're jerks, man. It's not your fault. And then now I just have to console this guy all night. That's not a good time.
So have you played the first one? Because he's
John
not like
dies
that at all.
Before
he's
then.
Very...
Doesn't John die before his family? John
dies.
But
I'm just,
are
we talking about
John dies in the end?
Just, yeah. Yes.
John dies at the end of Red Dead Redemption 1, but his family dies first, right? Because he's a widower in Red Dead Redemption 1. But he's got a high resolve. That's right? Am I getting my lore right there? It's been like a decade.
It gets a little confusing. And it's been a long time since I've played Red Dead 1.
But he's still a happy guy.
My memory is that John dies, buying them time to escape, and then you play as John's son at the end of the game when he goes to get revenge for those who killed John.
Wait, but I thought his family died.
No, his family was already dead, I thought.
Oh, you're right. He sacrifices himself so that they can get away.
Yeah. Listen to three old dudes try to remember.
Anyway, I'm picking Jackie Wells since I'm the judge of this round. Get that other Red Dead character out of my bracket.
I feel like Arthur versus Joel and John versus Jackie. Josh is just going to pick the party animals.
It's a little truer.
As much as I love Jackie Wells, I will go with John Marston. I want to see a Red Dead off. As a joke, I almost drafted Uncle with my number one pick, so that way the first round would all be Red Dead characters.
Oh, man.
Ironically, you might be able to make an argument Uncle would be a better person to get a beer with than either Arthur or John. But let's let John Marston pass. I think that's fair. Jackie
he passed,
is great.
All right.
Jackie dies too early in Cyberpunk, spoiler alert, but he's not around all that long. All right, so round one, match three, Lara Croft versus Handsome Jack.
I
know the wrong pick.
I can't argue this. I would rather have a beer with Lara Croft, too. So it's fine.
Yeah, are you going to pass up your one opportunity to, you know, no. go out on a date with Lara?
No,
I don't think you say no.
Sorry, Handsome Jack. I know you're handsome, but you're...
She'll make a great stepmom to my kids.
You know, I think, honestly, I think that I've definitely got to go Lara regardless because, you know, she was my number one pick that I didn't take. And so there's all these reasons
why Michael's
I'm like, yeah, it's Lara
pick.
Croft.
Yeah.
All right. Round one, match four, Trevor Phillips versus Bran Bronzebeard.
Oh,
talk about sentences
on.
I never thought I would speak out loud.
What an insane matchup. Trevor versus Bran.
Man,
oh my goodness.
Good versus evil.
I feel like they're both party animals. I feel like one of them is going to be a little safer than the other. I think we all know who. It's the archaeologist. It's the dwarf. But I feel like you've got a pretty equal chance of dying between each one of them. Because
I was going to say, death is pretty much assured either way here.
Right.
Yeah. Would you rather die from alcohol poisoning or
going on an
epic adventure with Trevor?
I was
going
to say, I'm going to pick Trevor on this one because... I am probably going to die, but I'm going to have a lot of fun right beforehand. And
oh my goodness.
Bran,
I think I go
Bran seems like a cool guy, but I don't want to die from alcohol poisoning.
I don't think you have to die just because he's a dwarf that's going to kill you. You're going to learn a lot of stuff from him. He's going to drink a lot. I feel like Bran's always been an understanding guy because he's always like... I feel like one of the negatives about Bran is that it seems like you're always waiting for him in those games. So you're going to be like, Bran, it's time to go, man. And he's going to be like, hold on one more. I've just got to stay for one more minute. And you're like, Bran, no, we got to go, dude. The bus is here. Our lift is outside. All right, we're leaving you here. Good night.
I don't remember what the instance was, but yes, there's definitely one for sure where Bran has a staff in the ground and he's summoning monsters and you just have to wait
the robot
and fight for forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Round one, match five, Delilah versus Rocket.
Delilah hands down.
They're both one.
What?
Josh,
Rocket is such a good time.
Josh, you know you're going with Delilah on this one. Man,
I'm not. Rocket was my underdog pick, man. That guy, you guys have seen Guardians of the Galaxy. That guy's so much fun to be around. Yes, he can get a little angsty. You know, I get that. He gets mad sometimes. You know what? But who doesn't? But you've got Groot chilling with you. Like, how cool would that be? He's gonna take you across the galaxy. You're gonna go to nowhere and you're gonna party it up. Like, it's at the heart of the galaxy, man. You know, they've got credits. He can protect you if things go sour. Rocket, to me, is an absolute blast to go have a drink with.
Why is Josh so convincing every time? I'm like, oh, he's kind of right. I'm like, no, hold on. Delilah, that's my pick.
Now,
so.
Delilah is a great conversation.
She's gonna be, yeah.
Like I could tell Delilah, like, you know, all of my troubles and my worries in life, and she's going to listen, and she's a great listener, and I feel like I could have that really deep conversation with her. But I want to go have a good time, man. I'm going out for beers, you know? I don't want to just pick up the phone and say, hey, Delilah, I need somebody to talk to. And she'll be like, oh, okay, Josh, yeah, just hit me up. What's the matter?
Paul, let me ask you, Paul. Would you like to die from every one of the characters that are picked here? Would you like to go out with someone who's sarcastic, witty, smart, she's awesome? Like,
she
girl
does have
is
a
not
really
she's
good
not
voice,
afraid
though.
To get her blue jeans dirty, like, you know, jeans, t-shirt, no makeup type. Kind of like my wife, actually. It's kind of funny. Like, just like she's gonna be awesome and you're not gonna die, and every character on this list so far you're probably gonna die, so
hey, Paul,
I think we should throw in a little Delilah, and I'm just gonna pander to
I,
do you
I do
live?
Have a question for Paul before he makes a decision. Paul,
sure.
Have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have.
Have you ever played Firewatch?
I have not.
Oh,
now
so
is
you know
Rocket
one of these picks?
So
here's
the thing.
If I
go out with Rocket, is he just gonna give me crazy quests like go get that guy's fake leg because I need it?
I mean, he might, but that's then
that
you're gonna laugh
funny, actually,
really,
yeah.
really hard, you know.
So,
I mean, Groot's gonna be laughing, dude. He's gonna be like, mm-hmm. I am Groot.
Okay. So here's the thing. Rocket, I feel like there's a good chance he's gonna ignore me and he's gonna be building or tinkering with
he's
something.
He's drinking buddy.
He's
not
sarcastic.
Gonna ignore you.
Am
he's
I gonna
troll
this one?
me.
He's not gonna, okay, he might make you go get some guy's prosthetic eye. Okay, that's funny. That's, you like pranks, Paul.
I do. I'm also a sucker for a good romance, which it sounds like with Delilah, you're going to get.
You might.
So
she's not really a romantic.
But she might be. Let's not spoil that. Let's not spoil that part.
I know,
that's a great part of the story.
We can't talk about Firewatch anymore.
Yeah,
so.
That's a great part of that story, actually. So.
Well, I'm going to go with Delilah.
Boom.
Am I the
first person on a show that has ever gotten Paul to pick from a game that he's never played before?
I feel like it's super rare that there's
ever
a selection.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Know.
I'm a little triggered right now.
Because I might.
Because Rocket would be such a good time. You get to chill with one of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you're going to win with Arthur Morgan on everything anyways.
The winner is going to go against Arthur Morgan anyway.
Right?
Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Delilah's not making it past the next round, but John Marston probably will. Right.
Oh. All right, and then we have our last matchup in round one, Gordon Freeman versus the narrator.
Wow.
Okay, one guy that exists and saved the entire world, or a guy that is only in your head and is narrating every decision you make.
Now, the irony of this, is the fact is that one never stops talking and one doesn't talk
at all.
Which would you rather have?
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with Gordon Freeman on this one since he's a real person.
Okay, so here's my one argument against Gordon. Is he too smart? Is he going to be out of touch?
He's an everyman.
He could be out of touch, Josh. I don't know if he's going to just start talking to me about relativity, which I find very fascinating, but I feel like he might lose me, and I don't know if he has the best social skills.
Dude, he is an everyman. He is not just like some mega mind guy where he can't talk like a normal person. I mean, he can't talk because he doesn't, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not like this guy can't carry on a normal conversation.
Hold on. Paul's argument just now was talking about someone having no social skills versus the other choice, a voice in your head.
Yes. Yes. Which would inhibit your social skills.
After pondering his options, Michael selected the narrator.
Paul is questioning his decision on picking the narrator.
So here's the thing is you're going to hate me, Josh.
There's no way.
The creativity behind that pick really put me aghast. And I think it's hilarious. And Josh is going to win anyway, so Paul, the narrator, is the one I'm selecting to move on.
Yes!
So I love Gordon.
I just want to clarify. You're out, you're drinking a beer by yourself, and you're talking to a guy in your head.
Well, that's a good point. Hold
on. It'd be a memorable experience.
You can do that at home!
I can't reverse
Josh
my pick,
like,
but
that's a regular Friday night.
I was going to say, what's different than any other day?
It's a regular Friday night. You should get up and get some food. It's been a while since you've had a water. All right, I guess I'll get up and get a water self.
All right. Well, Butler made his pick, so I guess.
I know, and I now that right after you said
hold that
I'm
against
like,
you, Butler.
I know.
That's all right.
I honestly did not think the narrator had a chance of making it out of the first round. I am so pleased. I can't
Paul
believe
is wondering
it.
How this possibly happened and now regrets his decision to pick the narrator.
It's just such a creative choice. I was like, that really just made me like, man, good. And I had to reward that. So
we've had a lot of drafts, Josh, where this happens. If you draft first overall, you've got that one heavyweight and everyone else gets eliminated.
Yeah.
And that's
what
happened
to
you.
It's true.
Yeah. It's
happened a couple times. When you have the number one pick, you better hit it really good. That pick will probably make it to the end, but then because you don't pick for so long, the rest of your picks are kind of mid-tier, and it's difficult to put those up against somebody else's, you know, mid-first or mid-second round
or
pick.
The back-to-back that comes at the turn on the first round where you're like, I don't got to pick between my top two because I got them both.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, going one and then six is quite a long wait with only three people.
I didn't realize all yours were knocked out, Josh. I'm sorry.
Not all of them.
Well, I know you got the one, but here comes The Witcher 3.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so round two, we've now eliminated it down to six. We've got Arthur Morgan, John Marston, Lara Croft, Delilah, Trevor Phillips, and the narrator. Wow, one of us still has all three picks in those
keep
six.
Keep that in mind, Michael.
All right, so round two, match one, we have Arthur Morgan versus Delilah.
Okay, oh, this is an easy one. And as cool as Delilah would be to talk to, there's really no contest here.
I don't know, yeah, Josh.
I think.
Oh my goodness!
I feel like here's the thing.
I was about to just leave.
Now I feel like in this instance it would be it wouldn't be good sportsmanship if Paul were to just pick Delilah again, having never played the game, when we all know Arthur's actually the pick. So just go ahead and put on. Now, but let this be a testimonial to how great that game is. Paul, if you'd played it, you might actually be conflicted a little bit here. Probably not enough to get rid of Arthur Morgan, but Delilah's incredible. The game's incredible.
Yeah. And I would rather have a beer with Arthur Morgan.
I would say so. But yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might argue if it's one beer only, maybe Delilah's
okay,
the right
actually,
pick.
Okay, actually, that might change things a little.
That might, right? We did not specify, you know, if it's a few beers, yes, Arthur, unquestionably the winner. Although I will say, I can't wait to play Firewatch. You guys have really sold me on it.
Love the game.
I'm going to buy it.
Very good. I feel like it's a game that is right up your alley, Paul, and you would really, really enjoy.
Nice. All right, round two, match two. We've got the rock star face off here. We've got John Marston versus Trevor Phillips.
Okay, so a couple things about John Marston real fast that you may not know, because I was Googling things that I could use for John Marston to be his name. You know, he joined a gang at age 12. Guy that joins a gang at age 12, he's going to have a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a lot of things, like a lot of old days, things he saw. Like he may have seen things that you've never heard of before, and he's going to tell you about those things. He also is a very, very bad artist, apparently, and he also fought in the Mexican Revolution. Like, that's a historical event. You could ask him, like, what actually happened. It's like having a Lara Croft who's actually been there in real life. That's all I got, guys.
I feel like a guy that joins a gang when he's 12 makes bad decisions.
Well, but then he made good decisions.
Unlike Trevor, who makes really good decisions.
Well, I'm staying silent on the decision-making part. Well, I don't know if that matters.
That's funny, too. Because, well, he ultimately makes the best decision, because what's the best thing you can do, really, is sacrifice yourself for someone else. And he sacrifices himself for his family, it's so you know.
Noble. Very noble.
Right,
not
very
noble. Not the quality
noble
I want for somebody that I'm going to go have a beer with.
So here's the thing. John Marston would be a better friend. I don't deny that at all. Better friend. But come on, to go out and get a drink with someone, no chance you're picking John over Trevor Phillips. Trevor Phillips he's as unique of an opportunity than anyone else I can think of. Like, Trevor, you are unquestionably remembering that night for the rest of your life.
That's
and even if it, even if it goes bad, in hindsight, you're gonna laugh. It's gonna
be because
great.
That night is gonna be the rest of your life. You know, the old saying says,
true.
The old saying says, you know, build a man a fire, keep him warm for the night. Set a man on fire, keep him warm for the rest of his life.
Exactly. Come on, I can think of worse ways to go than getting into shenanigans.
No, let me ask you something, Paul.
Yeah.
Do I enjoy a touch of chaos in life?
Of course you do.
I'm going with Trevor, baby. I'm sorry. I get it. It's a dangerous night. You're rolling the dice, but Trevor is going to give me a very, very memorable night out.
You have to go with Trevor here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with John, I agree. I think John could wind up being a great friend, but I'm looking for this just memorable night out to tell everybody about for the next, you know, 30 years.
No, I agree. And the fact that I had to look up more reasons to make John
that
Marston
was the
win
other
because
thing
I ran out of reasons, I'm like, because
he's kind of plain. He's kind of just your average, like, plain kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, and
joined
and
a gang
like,
at age 12, but he's plain. But,
right. Well,
but, no, I get it. But he played it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. But Trevor, I feel like you're going to, like you said, what made me really think about it was when you're like, you're going to remember that night for the rest of your life. And that's 100% true, because it's going to be wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that we've locked in Trevor, as fun as we really do think it would be to hang out with Trevor, I think the over under is 20 seconds before you say, I immediately regret my decision of hanging out with Trevor.
The second the shirt comes off or he spills beer on himself and then just starts sucking it out of his t-shirt or something, that's where I'm going to be like, I might have made a poor choice.
Yeah, it's one of those things that is great in theory, but if you were literally there murdering sadist, you might start to worry.
I'm going to look over at Josh and be like, Josh, why did you bring me to hang out with this guy? We got to go, dude.
I'd just be like, I thought he was going to be fun, man, but I didn't know.
Didn't know he would murder four people.
I know. Right? Sorry.
All right. And then round two, matchup three, last one of the round, we have Lara Croft versus the narrator.
Remember how you were touting how much fun that narrator would be, Paul?
Yes. I stand by it, but come on, it's Lara Croft. You gotta take her out.
Hands down.
There's a part of me that wants to take the narrator into the final round just so I win this whole thing handily, but Lara Croft is the correct answer for the integrity of this draft and this podcast. That's who I would vote for.
I mean, Lara Croft, once again, I'll say it. She was my number one. I don't know if I've mentioned that or not earlier when I was tilting real hard, but Lara Croft moves on.
Did you pick her at number two? Because you had the second pick, didn't you?
I know, and I just, oh man, why did
I do wait.
That?
And you didn't take her?
I picked a real boring guy who fought in the Mexican Revolution and then had no more positive things to say about why you'd have a beer with him.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Right?
All right. So we are now in the finals. Whenever we have a three-person draft, this is what happens. We now have a group of three, so it's not exactly a straight-up face-off, but we are left with Arthur Morgan, Trevor Phillips, and Lara Croft.
Oh, man.
So we are just going to match them all up against each other and see who wins the most rounds. So let's first think about Arthur Morgan versus Trevor Phillips.
All right. I don't genuinely want to die. And so I do think I might wind up in the county jail until morning. You know, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But I don't want to die and I don't want to be accomplice to murder. So my pick is Arthur Morgan, simply for the fact that I think you're going to have equally good raucous times without the danger of being a murderer or, you know, going to jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Real talk here. It's going to be Arthur Morgan. I think Arthur is such a great person to go out on the town with, as long as he's in the right mindset and as long as you don't get in his way. Like, I think I would be a good wingman to Arthur. I'm not going to try to steal the show from him. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to let him take the reins. He'll start the conga line and I'll join with him after. I think Arthur is a great pick. There's no way I can honestly pick Trevor, as hilarious as that might be.
I think 100%. The thing about Arthur is that they're both risky, right? They're both dangerous. They're both a little bit maverick. But I feel like when the going gets rough, Arthur's going to be like, oh, shoot, let's get out of here, or we're going to shoot back. But somehow we're going to get away. Somehow it's going to work out, because it always does, probably because every time you die, you just get to reset, keep going. But I feel like with Trevor, that's not going to happen, and it's not going to be a good night, and I'm going to be either dead or locked up forever or regretting the fact that I'm missing appendages somehow.
There's a real chance you might wake up in a bathtub of ice and missing some vital organs.
That's missing a kidney. Trevor sold it to somebody.
Yes. Yeah, it was 100%
the rest of the night.
I'm going to say there's actually like a 50-50 chance that happens.
I was going to say that's not just a small chance.
All right. So we'll give that one to Arthur. What about Arthur Morgan versus Lara Croft?
Lara Croft.
It's Lara.
Yeah. It's Lara 100%. And it's funny, just in so many ways, just like you said earlier, I forget which one of you said it, she's seen so much, you're going to learn so much from her. She's been around, and she's also got that adventure, but she's fun. She's a little sarcastic sometimes, but she's really brilliant. And also, you're sitting down next to Lara Croft, you know, having a beer. It's really cool.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it's got to be Lara. We'll give her the win in that matchup.
This is the final that I did not want, though, because this is going to be really tough, man.
So last matchup here, we have Trevor Phillips versus Lara Croft.
No. What? No. Last matchup would be Arthur Morgan versus Lara Croft.
Yeah, so it's Lara. Lara won because Arthur beat, it's like rock, paper, scissors. Arthur beat Trevor and Lara beat Arthur, therefore Lara wins.
When did we do Lara versus Arthur?
That's literally the round that we're doing right now.
We just did it and you said Lara. You just said it.
No. You said Trevor versus Lara.
No, he said Arthur.
No, Arthur versus Lara.
We can go back.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure
that's fine.
Maybe I could have heard it wrong.
We can go back.
I was like, wait a minute, I've been...
It's not locked in. Go ahead, make your argument for Arthur.
Over Lara?
Over Lara.
What, wouldn't we need to make this argument?
Yeah, this is
okay,
the round we're in. Which would you rather
championship?
Which would you rather
Arthur
go home
Morgan.
With, Josh?
No. All right. Yeah, you're not pulling that little tricksy on me. I will say this, guys. I'm gonna appeal to your heartstrings. Because one of these people you only have a limited time with to have some beers with, you know, they
That's
may
true.
Not have long on this world and you really want to get to know them. You want mm-hmm. to have a good time with them.
Sure.
You want to have them tell you all of their stories and their dreams and their hopes and, you know, all of that stuff. The other one you could go have a beer with anytime.
Josh, let me ask you a question. Do you want someone coughing blood all over you while you're having a beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to see someone with yellow bloodshot eyes that are going to scare you and give you nightmares?
So, people get old, Paul. Are you saying that old people don't deserve to go out and have a beer?
I'm saying someone riddled with tuberculosis might not be the best date.
Paul, that's not a nice thing.
I also feel like the beer around the turn of the 20th century was probably terrible. And so if we're drinking in their environment, I might drink a whiskey instead, but the rules say it's got to be beer. So maybe that, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Totally.
Maybe beer nowadays is more watered down and not as good because they took their time to be craftsmen back then. And it wasn't just about mass producing everything.
It would be more organic beer.
Yeah,
that would
exactly.
Be
way
organic.
Better for you. Less chemicals, too.
All right, so here's the thing. Josh is voting for Arthur. I am voting for Lara. Michael, you're going to be the tiebreaker.
Oh, man. But this I made Josh right answer set earlier. I know there's one right answer, and it's Lara Croft.
Oh! Is that your answer?
Lara.
It is my answer. I gotta say, man. So here's the thing, is that when I pick my answer, it's like, who would I want to have a beer with? Man, I was an archaeologist. I was an anthropologist in school, and I just want to learn what she learned and talk about antiquities. And also, I don't know, she was my first choice, and I thought about Arthur. He didn't even make my list of 12 that I had here because he's prickly, and he's just not... Like, sure, you have that one night of debauchery and awesomeness in the game, but then other than that, he's really kind of a grumpy
person. I don't know, he's polite. He's always saying, ma'am, as he's walking through town and stuff. Like, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is, but he's like he's a man of few words. He's a two-word guy. He's like a two-word guy, ma'am. That's all he's going to
say
to her.
Lara is probably the right answer here, and I don't dispute that. What I will say is that I think that you will have a better, more fun time as Arthur, with Arthur as your drinking buddy, than you would with Lara. I think Lara's got some stories to tell. I think she's going to be plenty fun to hang out with, but I think you're going to have more stories to tell later on if you went out with Arthur.
Maybe so if you told your friends... Guess who I hung out with last night?
I pick Lara.
Man.
You're going to get the bigger reaction from Lara. That's the test.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah. And if you're going out with Lara,
it would also be
dressed. If you're on with Lara, you're probably dressed like James Bond. So
I was
going to
say,
let's be honest.
Yes, I can just see me coming to you guys and saying, I had a chance to either go have a beer with Arthur Morgan or Lara Croft. And you guys are all going to be like, so
you went Lara, right?
Right.
And then I could just imagine me being like, no. And then you guys are like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So we got another draft and tournament here in the books. Lara Croft is the number one person that we would want to share a beer with in the gaming world. And I think this was a fun one. I was a little apprehensive about this one. I didn't know how fun it would be. It ended up being a lot more fun than I thought. And I also won, so I have no complaints.
Oh yeah, helps too. So, no, I think this one is one though where you know, the listeners can probably say that there's thousands of different characters we didn't think of. It's not like the other one where it's a battle of the console or a battle of the best type of this game. It's like there's thousands of people out there for anyone to say, I want to go have a beer with. And so I think that the list we came up with is pretty robust and very dynamic. There's a lot of different things in it, especially because people like Trevor are there. But this was a lot of fun. I'm glad y'all invited me back. Thanks again. I had a great time. And it's always great. It's always great hanging with guys.
It's so good to have you, Butler. It really does just make it so much fun to be able to do these tournament drafts, man. Your video game knowledge is top notch, which helps a lot. You know, it's such a good time. I'm a little bitter that I lost, but I mean, I can't argue against picking Lara Croft either. So,
right. Well, at least you made it to the finals, Josh.
Michael did
not make it to the finals.
No, and true story, 100% of the times that I've been on this show, I've lost. So maybe I'm just your punching bag if you bring me around for
Let's
that.
Keep bringing him back, Paul. Right?
trick, he'll lose. Wink, wink.
Oh, box them out, Josh. Box them out.
I can't believe, though, if I would have picked Lara Croft over John Marston like I had intended to at the beginning, but then that Arthur Morgan got me. I'm like, yeah, I want to see John Marston in there, and I think he's going to get taken, but I think Laura's going to follow
me.
Or
never tilt in a draft.
I'm never tilting again.
That's the lesson.
Yep. That's what I learned.
Oh, man. One last comment. I got to say the Tomb Raider games, I feel like they're a little underrated. They are so good.
Great.
They're a blast.
They're always fun. They really are. There's not a bad Tomb Raider game out there.
No, they're all great. All right. Well, thank you, Michael, for joining us. Such a blast having you again. We'll definitely have you again in the future. Josh and I love doing these tournaments. This will not be the last one by any stretch. Thank you, everyone, for listening. As a reminder, please leave us a review. Rate our podcast 5 stars. Come check us out on Discord. There's a link in the episode description, along with the link to the talk that we'll do on Wisdom. And also, you can support what we do through Apple subscriptions or at multiplayersquad.com, which will take you to our Patreon page. And then we will be back with a This Week in Gaming episode on Thursday. And then we will jump into our holiday schedule where we will take off 2 weeks, but we will release some of our favorite episodes over the last year. So, I think that's nice. It.
And just in case for the Wisdom app, because I really do want to be able to hang out with the listeners for a little bit, you may need to look up our username, which is going to be Multiplayer Pod.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Multiplayer Pod. You can find us on there, and we'll see you guys for that Wisdom Talk, and we'll see you on Thursday for This Week in Gaming.
So fun. All right. You guys want to go have a beer?
I think that's the one thing we missed starting out this thing was like, we all should have had a beer.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until just now. So
sadly, no beers. We really let the listeners down.
I don't actually like beer for the record.
I don't either.
I don't like beer.
I do.
Who do you want to share a glass of white wine with?
Give me a gnarly Oregonian hop IPA all day long.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what that means, but all right. We'll see you, everybody.
See you guys.